Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In summary with our discussion with regard to the sleeping posture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find the hadith makes mention of four postures, the four postures of sleeping. The one is on one's back. Ulama mentioned that this is the posture of the Anbiya alayhi salam. They contemplate over the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whilst relaxing in the state. The second posture that we learned was to sleep on one's right side. To sleep on one's right side, it is rewarding to sleep in this posture as it is sunnah. The ulama and righteous people generally sleep in this posture because it is the posture that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept. Then the mention is made in the hadith on one's left side. This is generally the posture of kings and those who indulge in luxuries. This is not a good posture to sleep. The posture on the left-hand side, we had mentioned the disadvantages with regard to sleeping on the left side. And then yesterday we discussed on one's stomach, this is the posture of shaitan and of the inmates of hell. Hence we find that the best posture for us is the posture that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally slept, and that is on the right side. And inshallah, by implementing this posture, inshallah, we will be following the Mubarak and the blessed sunnah of none other than our Habib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, inshallah, brothers are reminded, as from tonight, Isha Jamaat at 8:45, inshallah, as from tonight, Isha Jamaat at 8:45, inshallah. So.